It also says here soil liquefaction, which is what they referred to in that August 25th little exploration they did on the depth. It says, what causes it? Earthquakes are the most common trigger, but other cyclic stresses like heavy construction, pile driving, or wave loading can also cause it. There has got to be 1,000 piles that are driven and have been driven through all of that area. And as engineers, I would expect that they would have considered that there very well may be a problem with soil liquefaction because of the pilings. So, yeah, I'm very concerned where we also have the date, by the way, for that exploration that they did. It was August 12th, 2025. That's when they did their exploration.
Yes, that's when they were out doing the test borings. Yes.
And that's when they found out that they had loose, brown to black, wet, fine sand, traces of silk.
That does not mean that that's when Stantec found out. That's when they were out doing the borings. Then they have that company sends their report to Stantec. Then Stantec puts their report together and forwards it to the city. It does take some time. What would you like us to do with this project, Councilman?
Yeah, well, I would like to know why we have to pay, we the taxpayers, why we have to bear the cost of this $31,000 of additional monies when it should have been included in the original bid that came to us in November.
Because the borings at 50 feet were not deep enough. They showed that they were not deep enough to lay the pipe via directional drilling. It also, in the report, says that the other options to lay this pipe are not suitable. So in order for us to find a depth where we can do the directional drilling, they have to do the borings down to 85 feet.
Mr. Chair, you have 1 minute left.
Thank you. We have another document here that says approximate cost. Additional borings, 3 at 85 deep, $20,000. Stantec's time expense, $11,000 for a total of $31,000.
Correct.
Correct. And below that is channel boring, 1 at 85 feet for $40,000.
Correct.
That's correct. Now, over here, it says total borings for land, one channel, Stantec, $64,000. Where does the $64,000 come from?
So everything on that page, what you read, is correct, and that's what it says. We are not doing a channel boring. We are only doing the 3 at 85 feet. And I believe that you may all have a map as to where those borings will be located when they're drilled, but we are not drilling in the channel. So that cost is irrelevant.
So that $40,000 is not going to be done?
Correct.
At least as they've told you today.
They have to get authorization to do these prior to doing it. As of today, they've told us that the channel boring is not necessary.
In this document that we have showing Buttonwoods Avenue water main, the schedule, it starts off with NTP design July 1st, 2025, but there is no reference in this schedule that shows the borings being done in August of 2025. Why is that?
What page are you looking at?
It's page 37. And that list differs from the list that we had with the original bid on November 3rd. And I would think that it has to do with this updated schedule because of the deeper drillings. But again, I asked the question, why isn't the borings shown on this document on page 37 in August of 25.
I'm not sure why the original ones aren't here, although that could be a part of the survey portion and just not listed out. But it does show the additional borings. They indicated, you know, Wednesday, start Wednesday, October 29th, which obviously is not happening because we are here now asking for, that was their timeline, but we have to get the approval first. So they sent us, so October 29th, we got the document November 6th. We have to bring it before the council. Obviously, we missed the deadline for the second meeting in November, so here we are. So basically, the long and short of it is that if we can't have these additional borings done, and I by no means am, you know, trying to back you into a corner, but if we can't do the additional borings, then we can't do the water main.
I'll defer my 35 seconds to the council president.
So just an observation more than anything else. This is why we urge and encourage in the strongest terms possible to please ask questions beforehand whenever possible to the administration. Granted, that is not to suggest that Councilman Lattiser did or did not. I actually don't know. I'm assuming he did because he usually goes out of his way to do so. But most of these questions are best directed towards a party that's not here, the vendor. And some of these questions sound rather pertinent, to put it mildly. And unfortunately, we won't be able to get accurate answers without a response from them rather than the administration. And I, for one, would like those responses. And I assume Councilman Lattiser would as well, given he's asking the questions. But again, that's not to suggest that Councilman Lattiser didn't ask that beforehand. I don't know. Frankly, he usually does, but this is just an observation because it illustrates the reason why nicely, given that many of these questions, it's clear to everybody, and outright is being stated that they can't be answered because it's the vendor who would have that answer. And so just an observation. Take that with how you will.
Thank you, Mr. President. To answer your question, no, I did not reach out ahead because this was something that I discovered yesterday going through these items. But I think the better question is, why wasn't this question asked by the administration? Why do I have to sit here being the one asked the question? I'm not the one that put the bid before us on November 3rd. I'm not the one that signed the document on November 4th. I'm not the one that Stantec knew about this item on August of 2025.
So as a point of personal privilege, I at no point asked you anything, nor did I suggest anything about your conduct. You're choosing to volunteer all this information. That's your prerogative. I tried to make it clear that this was in no way a reflection of you. It simply happened to be in a perfect moment to illustrate a practice that we do or try to do. That's all. You don't have to defend yourself. There's no reason to, frankly, because no one's impinging upon your character or anything of the sort or your efforts. We're all well aware of the amount of time and effort you put into this. So there's no doubt that you're passionate about the subject, you put in the work for it, and you're asking questions that you feel are relevant in, as I pointed out myself, some of which I feel relevant. So please don't spend your time seeking to defend you something when no one's attacking you.
So with that said, Mr. President, and taking note of some of your comments with regard to the vendor being here, I'm going to make a motion that we hold this until the next meeting in December so that the vendor can appear before us and explain to us firsthand from his perspective as to why they knew about this in August, did not submit any information or updates or billing to the administration until November 6th. I think this lends itself to a situation where that is very important to have the vendor before us to explain these things and the timelines for how they happened or didn't happen.
So Bill Facente, Chief Staff to Mayor Picozzi. Councilman, I understand you, the dates don't line up and you're questioning the dates. At the end of the day, we need to get this done ASAP. We have a 6-month window with Army Corps of Engineers. If we don't get this done through that process, the replacement of this pipeline that serves private Buttonwoods could take years. So I don't dispute your assertions. I don't have good answers for you. We will reach out to the vendor, but holding this does not accomplish what you're looking to do. It puts the city in jeopardy as well as the residents of Buttonwoods area that are serviced by that pipeline.
Chief, this shouldn't have got to this point where this discussion even taken place. But more frustrating to me is when we have situations like this, it's always the same thing. If we don't get it done, this. If this doesn't happen tonight, that. If you hold it again, it's something else. This is extremely frustrating. This is not questions that should have even had to come to the floor. But now that they have, it's okay. Let's just go ahead with it because we can't hold it. We can't do anything. We just got to.
Point of order. Do we have a motion to hold?
Second.
Okay. So there you go.
So whatever. Please assign a PCR.
Yes. PCR 13725. We have a motion to hold. We have a second on PCR 13725. I looking for a vote.
One other just point, Stantec will charge the city travel costs to come and answer your questions.
I'm sorry?
Stantec will charge the city to come and address this to the council.
Mr. Chairman, prior to a vote or recommendation would be to conclude any public process on this question. The committee makes a recommendation. The council may still wish to take an action, but if we want to allow for public input at this time or other members of the council, it would be advisable to do so.
Okay, so just to clarify, if the committee votes to hold till the next meeting in December, that's not locked in stone. It'll go to the floor with that recommendation to hold. Further discussion will take place, and the final vote will take on the floor. Is that accurate?
Yes, the suggestion is to at least ask for any other questions from council or public at this time.
Okay, so we have a motion on PCR 137-25. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, we have two yes and one no. Motion to hold until, Madam Clerk, what's the next meeting date? 12:15. Thank you. Okay. At the solicitor's suggestion, does any members of the public have any questions or any comments regarding the motion to hold? Any comments from members of the public? Any comments or questions from members of the council? Okay, done. Moving on. Next item, HVAC services. It's found on page 40. Thank you, Christy. All right, tell us about this.
Public Works is requesting to increase the cap from $80,000 to $110,000 for the contract period that does not end until August 29th, 26th. and add an additional vendor, CAM HVAC and Construction Incorporated, which was also a bidder when it was advertised previously, and they've agreed to hold the pricing that they submitted in the bid.
Any questions from members of the committee? Christy, why are you looking to add another vendor?
Phalanx has been pretty busy lately, and we, myself and the building maintenance supervisor, we've requested service on a few things here and there, and kind of have been waiting for some and have had to remind on a couple of occasions. So in order to expedite the repairs that we require, we're requesting to add another vendor so we have an additional company to call.
Okay, so this is kind of like why we have a couple of vendors for tires or whatever, right? In case you need them and the other party's not available. What necessitates increasing the bid by 30,000 because you've added another vendor?
Our bid cap of 80,000 has been reduced at this point to $34,075.98. So we've spent almost $50,000 since August.
So the request for an additional 30 is not indicative of adding on another vendor?
Correct.
Okay.
I would have done it either way.
I'm sorry?
I would have done it even if we weren't adding a vendor. I would have requested an increase.
And what is the budget code for Thayer Warburton Ice Plant?
40. Well, that's a separate. That bid is separate. Thayer's budget code on here is 41331, but these companies don't do anything with the compressor equipment for those ice arenas.
I don't recall a budget code for the Thayer Warburton Ice Plant. Is there a budget code for that?
Those repairs come out of 41331, but in the letter it says it covers all city facilities except for the Sawtooth Building and the Thayer Warburton Ice Plant. So that particular building, which is like a separate little shoot off of the on the back rink, is not part of this bid. That has its own bid. So this in the ice rink covers like our heaters, our boilers, our that type of thing.
So the Thayer Warburton Ice Rink, what else, is there anything else that occurs at Thayer Warburton than ice?
I'm not
it's
sure
just
what
the
you're
ice
asking.
Rink, right? It's not like it's swimming pools or baseball fields or anything like that, right? It's Thayer Warburton Arena.
Yes, we have two.
We have two ice rinks. Ice rink. Ice plant.
No. Okay. The ice plant is not, the ice plant is what makes the floors frozen. The ice plant is not part of this bid.
But is the ice plant part of Thayer Warburton budget code?
Yes.
Okay. Because you just said it. This contract covers all city facilities except for the Sawtooth Building and the Thayer Warburton Ice Plant.
Correct.
But it's still part of Thayer Warburton.
The
You're
ice
asking
plant,
for $5,000 out of code 41331.
The ice plant is a separate, it's a whole separate mechanical setup. This bid, as far as Thayer and Warburton is concerned, covers heaters, boilers, hot water tanks, stuff like that. Has
compressors?
Nothing to do with the, no compressors.
No compressors.
Nothing to do with the ice plant.
Okay, no compressors. So the compressors, that's strictly part of the ice plant.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. other than, actually, okay, I got that. All right. I guess we are clear that Thayer Warburton is like really two different things. There's the ice plant and then there's the rest of it. And this increase is because of anticipated costs, because as of today, I believe you've only used about 40% of, I think it's 41,331.
For which budget code?
Sorry?
Which budget code? 41, 42? Are we still talking about there?
Did you say Ward 1, Ward 2? What did you say?
On this bid, there's two budget codes that have a 331. Which one are we talking about? 41 still?
Okay, so what's the balance in 41,331?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
You don't know. And 42,331, you're not sure on that one?
I would be guessing, but the reason I'm asking for these dollar amounts is, and these budget codes, is because the bid doesn't expire until next August. So we still have to get through the winter. And primarily, especially with building maintenance, there's a lot of buildings that we're responsible for, including all 9 fire stations. Yes, the police department.
DPW is responsible for all 9 fire stations.
As far as this bid, yes. Yes, fire stations, police department, animal shelter, our own facilities.
Okay. That is
everybody's.
You just reminded me of something else when you said that. Thank you. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Okay. Moving on to item number 6, delivery of industrial cylinder gases, found on page 58. Councilman. Christy, this isn't so much, well, it's not a question. This is something that I think pretty much everyone knows. When I have things that I'm not pleased with, I have no hesitation to discuss. Same thing with things that I believe need to be, or kudos are deserved. And I was happy to see that with Airgas, you did not accept their bid, and that you went with the other vendor, basically because Airgas just chose not to give you any numbers, either first year delivered, second year delivered, and kind of directed you to just go to the state bid list and find out for yourself. And then I found their bid where they did itemize some things, at least on first blush, was pretty difficult to understand. So that's why I pulled this one aside, because I just wanted to acknowledge and thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And item number 7, found on page 64, purchase of DPF filters. Christy. Christie, what is this truck used for?
This is a six-wheel dump truck that's used for, you know, hauling material, whatever the highway department needs it for, and we also use it for plowing.
This is, it's a dump truck, right?
It is.
Yeah, okay. And I see in here where initially Rhode Island Truck on October 31st sent you rather extensive bid for like just a gazillion items. Are all of those items part of this repair for this truck?
Yes. However, a lot of those items are, you know, I don't want to say insignificant, but it's part of the system, but we probably could already have them, you know, in the shop. So what we're more interested in is the ones that are indicated, you know, number 1, 2, 3, and 4, where there's a significant price difference.
And how long has this truck been out of service? When did it actually go out of service?
That I'm not sure about.
I'm sorry?
That I'm not sure about.
I see. Interesting. And I think you've already answered the question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Your proposal from Dale's Superstore only asked for four parts versus Rhode Island Truck Center's bid of 41 parts. Where did Rhode Island Truck Center get this list of parts to bid on? Was that provided by DPW?
So if I had to guess, knowing our automotive chief, he probably reached out to them and said, I need to replace the DPF filter and, you know, the associated parts that go with it, because it's failed, we can't use the truck, whatever. So they sent, you know, this very long list of parts, which when it was presented to me, I about had a stroke. And then after the fact, so like I said, like a lot of this stuff, you know, hex screws, we have those, gaskets, we have those, you know, there's a lot of, you know, clamps, brackets, we have all things like that in our stock room. So those aren't parts that we need, but they just sent the whole, hey, this is what you need to replace the whole thing.
Okay, so then we can rely on the fact that because you've amended this pot list to these four items, that you won't be coming back to us for additional monies, particularly with any of the items that are on this list.
So just so you know, under the active bid that we have now to purchase parts, I can go to Rhode Island Truck Center tomorrow and buy all of these parts. But our automotive chief does the same thing that I do and says, that's way too expensive. And then he starts his research. So rather than just buying the parts that we need and paying an additional $7,000, he did his research and has found the parts at Dale Superstore where we can get them for $10,000 instead of $17,000. So, but just so you know, you understand, okay, we have a bid that allows us to go buy parts at the Rhode Island Truck Center.
But at this point, everybody's pretty confident that these four items are pretty much all you need to get this truck back on the road.
Yes.
Okay. And if you could just get back to me when this truck went out of service, I would appreciate it. Last question I have on this. What is a convenience /concierge fee of 3%?
So we've actually...
Is that a credit card fee?
No, because we'll issue a check for them. Francis, what was that fee for again? I know we talked about it. We did get clarification on that. I just forgot to make a note of it.
My memory escapes me now, but I do have that explanation. I can send that to you if that's okay with you. That's exactly what I asked the person that made the quote. I'm like, what is this fee about? Because I know that was going to come up, but I'll definitely send it to you tomorrow morning if that's okay.
I'm sorry. So what is this 3% fee?
I don't remember exactly what the guy that provided the quote told me, but I do have it in the email and I can send it to you tomorrow, or like I can just give you a call and say exactly what it is. I just don't remember right now what that was, but I did ask.
So is it your position that that 3% fee of $310.77 is critical to the amount that we're being asked to approve? Or is that an item that will be cut?
It won't be cut. But it is, we do need to approve that. Again, my memory escapes me right now because it wasn't an email. I did send it to you.
See, when I'm looking, or when I'm being asked to approve monies, I like to know what I'm getting.
Oh, absolutely.
For those monies.
Okay. The response was the fee is for processing. The fee is the processing fee for all orders over $1,000. So,
Christy, could you repeat that a little slower, please? I just have difficulty understanding it.
The vendor said the fee is the processing fee for all orders over $1,000.
So for all orders over $1,000, they charge us extra. So maybe we should break all of this down to individual things under I'm just kidding. But it seems so ridiculous to me what some of these vendors are doing and what they're getting away with. Seriously, over $1,000, other vendors would be very happy to get your business for over $1,000, maybe give you a 3% discount.
They are giving us free shipping.
Oh, they are giving us free shipping.
Really? I mean, bizarre.
Well, they are free shipping, yeah.
Yes, free shipping, zero. Handling, zero. Sales tax, zero. No discounts.
And it would be, and I'm assuming that this has taken place, but it would certainly be appreciated if someone gets on the phone with some of these people and say, are you out of your mind?
I'll tell them that next.
Really? Time. Really? You tell them that comes from Councilman Lattiser. I want to know if they're out of their mind, charging us because we're giving them more business. This is like really getting out of control with some of this stuff. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Okay. We need a motion for approval on... Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Okay. So we need a motion on these items over 50,000. Anything other than the PCI. Let's do it that way.
Motion to favorable action.
We have second. Motion. We have a second. All those and any further discussion from the committee? Well, Councilman Napa?
No.
Any? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Recuse.
Three yes and one recused. One has recused. Okay, let's go to abatements. PCR 136-25.
Good evening.
Good evening, Director.
Neil Dupuis, Director of Assessing.
You got the floor. Let it go.
This month, we have abatements in the amount of $15,716.10. There's really nothing unusual in here. It's pretty much exemptions and some tax appeals that were granted based on data corrections. But I'll answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Director. Believe it or not, I don't have any questions. Any
thank you.
Questions from members of the committee?
Chairman?
Sir?
Council President Sinapi is requesting that abatement number 173329, this is regarding James and Patricia Martin Living Trust, in the amount of $415.20, be assigned its own PCR so he can recuse.
Okay, hold on one second. Oh, thank you. Alrighty, and Council President will be recusing on this. So, and we need a PCR?
Yes, please.
138.25. And what is the amount?
So for PCR 138.25, that amount is $415.20. And that would mean the new total for, unless there are any others coming off, the new total for PCR 136.25 would be $15,390.
$3,001?
What was it? $15,000.
$15,000.
$390.
And 90 cents, got it. Okay, so that will be PCR 138.25.
So if we could first have a recommendation on the item that was removed, the abatement of James.
Okay, so you're looking for a motion on the amended, an amendment to adjust the numbers from 15,716 to 15,300. Yes? No? Which one do you need me to do first?
If you vote the individual item, PCR 138.27,
okay,
it automatically comes off of the underlying abatement, so we wouldn't have to take formal amendments. It would just automatically get updated.
Sure. Okay. Move favorable action.
Second.
On PCR 138.25 as mentioned.
Second.
Any further discussion? Well said. Any questions, further questions from members of the committee? Members of the council? Members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Okay, I need a motion on PCR 138 as the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, now we will move it as amended on PCR 138. No. Say what? We're all set. Okay.
So we have to vote on this one, or the abatement, don't we? Yeah.
So now, do we have to vote on the $15,390?
Move favorable action,
okay,
on the abatement as amended.
There you go. We're all tongue-tied tonight. Okay, we have a motion for favorable. We have a second. Any further questions from members of the committee? Hearing none, need a motion.
We already have
the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Done. And too much turkey. And it is 6:38, and the Finance Committee is adjourned. Yes.
Next up is the Intergovernmental Committee.
So up next is Intergovernmental.
Good evening. Time is now 6:42. Intergovernmental comes to order. First order of business this evening is the acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on November 17th.
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Lots of appointments tonight. I think without exception, these are all reappointments. So other than members who have decided to join us, I don't think we need to go looking for anyone here, a member. We're going to save you for last, sir. Okay, first up to the Library Board of Trustees. The board is requesting the reappointment of Patricia Major from Ward 3. Do any members of the committee have any comments, questions, concerns? Members of the council? Members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion on Patricia Major?
Motion to move favorable.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, Patricia Major remains on the Library Board of Trustees. Next up, Michael Riccitelli, Ward 5. Any members of the committee, questions, comments, concerns, thoughts?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In full disclosure, want to let you know that Mike Riccitelli does serve on my ward committee. And with that said, I feel that I do not have any conflict or any reason why I would not participate in this vote.
Sure. Okay. Any other members, questions, comments, concerns? Members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Motion to move favorable.
Second.
All right. Moved, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next up, Kimberly Weinman, Ward 3, reappointment to the Library Board of Trustees. Any members, question, comments, concerns? Yes, sir. Mr. Napa.
So I think we're all intimately familiar with Mrs. Weinman. She's very involved. She is a member of my ward committee, though, like Councilman Lattice just said, I don't feel any need to recuse. I can fully support her nomination to stay on this important board, and I think all these members today that are coming for reappointment have done an exceptional job and should deserve to be reappointed.
Excellent. Thank you. Anyone else?
I just want to reiterate what Brian just said. Kim has helped all of us, and it would be great to have her back again. That's it.
Excellent. And by all accounts, all members of the library board are doing well and should continue on. Any other members of the committee? Councilman?
Thank you. I just want to reiterate also, we've all worked with Kim for some of us decades, some of us a long time. She's very involved in the community. She's very passionate about being on the library board, and working closely with her just in the last week and seeing what she has done to help the community. I support her 100%.
Anyone else? Members of the public? Seeing none, is there a motion?
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, moving along to the Zoning Board of Review. We have three up here. First up is Walter J. Augustine, Ward 5. Any members have questions, comments, concerns? Yes, Mr. DeLuis.
Yeah, when I was on the Zoning Board, I worked with Walter for approximately 5 years. And he was always fair and very knowledgeable. So I think his reappointment would be beneficial.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I also share those same sentiments, and I'm happy to support Mr. Augustin for continued service on the Zoning Board of Review. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. And behind me, Councilman Ricks.
Thank you, Chair. A question for the administration. So I suppose that this applies to all three of the appointments, but since we're on this particular appointment of Mr. Augustin, has the Warwick Republican Party, its chair, been approached regarding any Republican minority party appointments to the zoning board?
Bill Facendi, Chief of Staff. Currently, I don't believe there is a requirement that the Republicans nor the Democrats be approached for this board, as the mayor is an independent and all parties are minority parties.
Okay, so basically the same position as, let's see.
Yes, for the other.
Yeah, I was just reviewing the minutes from the last meeting, the last meeting that Mr. Augustin's appointment came up, which would have been October 4, 2021. That was when Mr. Augustin was originally replacing the previous chair, Mr. Marash, who was the Republican Party minority appointment at the time, who sadly passed away far prematurely due to COVID-19. So without rehashing that previous discussion from that date back on back in October of 2021, my position remains the same, that my interpretation of the charter is that regardless of the party affiliation or lack thereof of the mayor, I see it, my reading of the charter continues to be that the charter requires minority party representation on all boards and commissions. This seat in particular is the one that was previously held by the Republican Party appointee. As far as I'm aware, there has been no Republican Party appointee on the zoning board since that time. So with all due respect to Mr. Augustin, I'm certainly in my vote not commenting on the work that you've done, and I do thank you for all the work that you do in showing up on the zoning board, doing all of your due diligence. And I hear my colleagues, this is certainly not a comment on your service. This is a comment on my reading of the city charter that it provides for minority party representation, provides for a process on that. And so for those reasons, until that process is followed, I'm going to have to vote no on at least one particular appointment whenever zoning board appointments come up. So with that said, I'll yield to the chair.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the council have any comments, questions, concerns?
Just one, just to remind everyone that the solicitor has previously weighed in on this topic that was mentioned by Councilman Ricks, and that there's a proposed charter amendment going to the electorate or going to the voters for exactly this reason.
Thank you. Any members of the public, any comments on Mr. Walter Augustin's reappointment to the Zoning Board of Review? Okay, seeing none, Councilman DeLuise, would you like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to move favorable action.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next up, Lorraine Caruso Byrne, 20 Seabreeze Lane, Ward 9. Reappointment to the Zoning Board of Review. Anyone, comments, questions, concerns? Members of the council? Members of the public. Okay, seeing none, I will move favorable action.
Second.
Okay, motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, last but not least, Paul DiPetrillo, reappointment to the Zoning Board of Review. Mr. DiPetrillo, since you've graced us with your presence, would you did you have any words to add?
Mike.
Well, yeah, I would like to say something. First of all, I didn't know if I could make a comment on any of the previous appointments because I'm the chairman, but I would say that they do a fantastic job on that board.
Thank you.
They do a great job. And I did get that lovely letter from the mayor, so I'll read it.
Sure.
But this is to dear Mayor Pacozzi and, of course, the honorable members of the city council. I thank you for reappointing me as chairman of the City of Warwick Zoning Board of Review. I am sincerely grateful for the confidence, for your confidence in my service and for allowing me the opportunity to contribute to the thoughtful planning and responsible development of this great city. I can assure you that this board will work hard to balance individual property rights with the public's right to a safe, orderly, and well-planned community. I remain fully committed to approaching every matter before this board with fairness, diligence, and a keen respect for Warwick's long-term vision and continued prosperity. It is an honor to serve, and I truly appreciate your continued trust and support. Sincerely.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. DiPetrillo. Having, you know, attended from time to time zoning board meetings, you know, sharing concerns from my neighborhood with you, I've always found you to be responsive and fair. So I look forward to supporting your reappointment this evening. Councilman.
Yes, I worked with Mr. DiPetrillo on the zoning board, and he actually does, he goes out to properties, he researches, does the work, and he'd make another good 5 years.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Mr. DiPetrillo.
Sure.
Seriously, I want to thank you for volunteering your services for this board and absolutely commend you on the excellent service that you perform, your leadership skills, as well as your impartiality in the decisions that you make. And to just expand a bit on Councilman DeLuise, your willingness and your energy level to go that extra mile, to get out to whatever it is that you need to consider so that you are making a well-informed, knowledgeable decision on these zoning amendments, because they are absolutely crucial to what happens for the city in our long-range plan and what ends up coming to us or not having to come to us. So thank you for that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Napa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. DiPetrillo, I haven't had much opportunity to interact with you in your professional capacity, but I can say with confidence that when I have had the opportunity, you've been very open to taking in every point of view into your thoughtful process of deciding what is in the best interest of the city, and I have full confidence that you'll continue to move the city forward from a planning perspective in a direction that is positive and useful and productive for the city. So I appreciate you coming here tonight and taking the time to stay with us, and I fully support your reappointment.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Councilman. Anyone behind me? Oh, everyone behind me. Councilman Foley.
Thank you. Just making it quick. Thank you for your excellent service up to this point, and thank you, I don't know why, but for volunteering for 5 more years.
And Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I'll also keep it brief. I echo everything my colleagues said. Keep up the fantastic work. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you very much.
Anything unsaid, Councilman?
Motion to move favorable action.
All right. Second.
If I could just add just one simple word, ditto to what everybody else said.
Noted. I'd also like to see if any other members of the public have anything to add prior to Councilman Napa's motion. Seeing none, where were we? Move favorable. Okay.
Second by Muto.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Again, thank you very much. You know, it is a quasi-judicial board, and some people are going to be happy and some less than happy, but somewhere in between there's an honorable decision.
Thank you for your efforts.
Thank you very much.
There being no further business before the Intergovernmental Committee, we will adjourn at 6:56.
Next up is the Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs Committee.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 6:59. We have the acceptance of minutes from November 17, 2025. Do we have a motion to approve?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4-0. Okay. We have one item on the agenda. PCO 27-25 sub A. An ordinance amending Appendix A, zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick regarding fences, drive-through window overhead clearance, and special use permit lot size standards for duplexes. City of Warwick petitioner, citywide, this is Council President Sinapi on behalf of Mayor Picozzi. I take it that the request is for this to be moved to the floor for discussion of the City Council as a whole. That was my understanding. Thank you. Okay, so while we are still in committee, is there any comment from members of the committee at this time prior to the discussion at the full City Council? Members of the Council, I will also hold my comment until the full council meeting. Any comment, questions, discussions, members of the public? PCO 2725 up for second passage. Any questions, comments, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion to move to the floor?
So moved.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it, 4-0. Committee stands adjourned, 7:01 p.m.